I'm Lando Calrissian. Glad to make your acquaintance.
Welcome back, Lando Calrissian Experience.
Jamaican, man.
That's yeah, Ted is back, man.
Back in the building, man.
Yeah, Ted is back.
International Simpson, what's up, brother?
Hey, man, it's a long time. Been trying to get back with y'all, man.
Yeah, yeah, man. James, what's been up, brother?
Man, got the intro popping.
Oh, so the intros, we get to go with the intro?
Bruh.
Okay.
Is it better than the one that you sent in the email?
It's pretty much the same thing. I just tweaked it slightly, just added some more, a little bit futuristic sound, but it's lit to me. I'm messing with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You need to have Tef drive a truck over that bitch. Versus.
That's what I was thinking. I was trying to get Van to do one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Since he's in town, but he works like nights or something like that, so it's all off.
Shit.
Yeah.
We'll see what's popping with them. See how Van and see what's popping
with
them.
Yeah, we definitely hit them up. How things ain't been going, James?
Shit, man. Same shit, different day, man. You know, just catching up on all my little shows and animes and stuff like that, man, for the most part, man. You know,
what enjoy animes you watching right now?
Oh, man.
Well, we got a whole section for that, too.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Oh, I was supposed to do conspiracy.
Yeah.
Yep. Don't even mention for that. Don't come looking for that.
You got conspiracies in your back pocket, though, don't you?
But I always got to come through conversation. Like, it'll just pop in my... I'll be like, oh, yeah, don't you know that? What's the name?
You ain't got a conspiracy folder, like, on Facebook. You just dump your conspiracy. You should just
dump it. That would be a good idea.
Yeah, but just like, save links to conspiracy shit in your save link.
Yeah, I need to. It always pops in my head during conversation. Like,
I got one that's kind of dope. It's not a conspiracy. It's just fucking crazy. I'll do it this weekend because I want to get y'all thoughts on it. Teddy, have you got to see Rogue One yet?
I did go see Rogue
One. All right, what'd you think?
She was horrible. I'm just playing. I just want to see what your reaction was. Actually, so I took my wife and my father, and she hasn't even seen any of the Star Wars.
So this is her first movie.
So she's seen, like, maybe one or two, like, but way back in the day, but nothing in between.
None of the prequels, none of that.
None of that. And so.
Oh, wow.
It was really interesting just to get her perspective, but the fact that she was able to follow along and she understood it lets you know that it could have been a standalone
movie by itself.
By itself, and it still would have been legit. You know
That's
what
dope.
I'm saying? So, yeah, it was pretty good, man. I can't, honestly, I think I like it better than
Force Awakens.
Yes.
I said the same thing, man.
It looked like they spent more time on the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
It helped that everybody died in the motherfucker. So.
Did y'all hear about the original ending they was going to do? They's gonna have Vader kill both of the two protagonists.
I mean, it makes sense either
way.
They're
gonna have Vader kill them.
Vader won. Like,
yeah, but I'm saying, but they was gonna have Vader actually be the one that killed. They was gonna be on the ship trying to give the documents,
right.
And he was gonna murk them both.
Speaking of Vader, man, the way he was just running through them, dog. Dog, I was like, bruh.
You can see.
Is this going to be the last we see of Vader, though?
Nah, they say they're gonna have some flashbacks and stuff like that.
Okay. I mean, this picks up immediately. Well, if number four, episode four happens immediately following.
You got the Han Solo prequel coming.
Right.
You got Boba Fett.
That's right.
I forgot about
and you know Boba Fett was dealing with him on the bounty hunter shit.
Right.
So you can get some Vader on that.
So when do we pick up back on the Kylo Ren tip?
That's probably episode eight.
Okay.
Because eight, I'm assuming episode 8 and 9. That's going to be
That's next year. 17.
Yeah, 17.
17.
Yeah, so on 17, that's when we probably gonna see Kylo Ren again because it's about picking up. Speaking of which, man,
rest in peace to Carrie Fisher. Man.
Yeah, man, rest in peace, though. That was 2016, you motherfucker.
Yeah,
that's all I can say.
They tried their best, but she definitely had a bubble head on that damn. Her head looked big as a motherfucker.
Oh, you talking about the CGI? That was one of the few things I disliked with some of the CGI, like the CGI stuff.
Yeah, she did. She had to get her little bobblehead.
Yeah, it looked like a Disney movie, like a Disney cartoon.
Well,
I mean, technically.
But you know what I mean? Like, it looked like it was like Toy Story or some shit, like Woody.
You said Pixar didn't touch
it. Yeah, Pixar or something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
no. I got to check out Fences. Anybody else seen Fences?
Not yet. It's something.
Damn good movie, man. Damn good movie.
I need
man.
To check that out real, real soon.
Denzel's the best actor of all time, man. I know. I'm standing by that once again. It was dope, man. Viola Davis kicked ass in there. And Denzel directed. This is his third directorial movie because he did Great Debaters and Antoine Fisher. Before.
Oh, I didn't know he did Antoine Fisher.
Yeah, he directed Antoine Fisher.
I know Antoine Fisher helped write Antoine Fisher.
Yeah, but he directed it. Because that's his first movie he directed was Antoine Fisher.
Okay.
That's why he's in there kind of like just a little bit.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
And Great Debater, same way, he was just in there a little bit. So, you know, put himself in there a little bit. But this, it's, if y'all ever seen the play Fences before?
I read the
play.
I watched it, but
I heard
about
it.
I know about it, but
yeah, but it's set up like a play, but it's not a play. Like, you know, it's a lot of dialogue, a lot of exposition.
Right.
But, and then it's not in the many set pieces. Mm-hmm. So, right. Like, a lot of it happens in the backyard or on the front steps. Right. Just like a play would be, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, they only have a, and then like.
So, whoa. Are you saying the movie's like that too?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, but not all of it. But you don't trip off of it because they move around the house. They go into the house. They walking around.
Right.
You know, they go in, sit on the couch, talk some more.
But nothing happens during this
movie? No, stuff happens. But I'm saying 70% of the movie is in their house or outside their house.
Gotcha.
Then they have stuff like at his job. And then, like, he goes to a bar and, like, some random stuff like that. But it's 20% maybe. So you could tell that he kept the kind of energy of a play style in it. But made it cinematic, man. It was dope. It was dope, man. Wish Jules is here, man. I wanted to see what he said about Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, man.
Heard it was bad. Yo, you saw it?
No.
I heard it's bad.
See, this is my fear, man, because... damn. See, me being a gamer, it kind of hurts me, man, because I'm like, I've been having the hope for video game movies to kind of come back full throttle because of Michael Fassbender and how well he did as Young Magneto, and now I'm hearing the movie isn't as good. I mean, I'll check it out, maybe just to go ahead and, just to say that I'll watch it and give my own opinion on it, but...
What's the best video game movie of all time, y'all think?
Ooh.
Video game movie.
Adaptation. Well,
what's the worst? Let's go start from the back end.
Super Mario Brothers.
is you think worse than Street Fighter?
Oh, no. I got something better than all that.
What?
What was the Left 4 Dead? Or,
House of the Dead?
No. The fighting game. It had fucking, what
Dead
you call it?
Alive?
Dead or Alive. It's got fucking, and Tekken is bad too. But, it's
Tekken
got.
Tekken wasn't as bad as that though.
The ones with different out of the wives. I'm talking about. It's got a what's the light skinned pretty dude that all the chicks like. That's he's kind of low, but he's not kind of. He's kind of low budget and stuff. Tall dude. Have y'all ever seen
Boris Kojo?
He reminds you of Boris Kojo, but he got hair though. Brian something.
Oh,
Brian White.
Brian White. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Which one? What movie was that? Left 4 Dead.
No. It's Dead or Alive.
Dead or Alive. That was the worst one. Or for Tekken. Not Tekken, that's not even video game.
Probably one of the best ones that was done, and even but it wasn't like great.
Mm-hmm.
Was Hitman.
I never saw nothing in Hitman. Hitman movie. You talking about the first one, not the second.
Yeah, the one with Timothy Oliphant.
Yeah, I've never seen Hitman movie.
I say it probably had to be either the first Mortal Kombat. Honestly, probably the first Mortal Kombat, maybe. And
what about Silent Hill?
Silent Hill.
It was cool. Yeah,
it was cool. I could tell you some of the worst though. Anything UFO ever.
This
touched.
Is UFO, yeah. UFO.
Like so, that's Alone in the Dark, House of the Dead, Far Cry.
They made a Far Cry movie.
He did a sequel too. He did
and
Far
that's
Cry
why
2, right?
The crib is Far Cry as of right now.
But he did a Far Cry 2 too, didn't he?
There's a Far Cry movie.
Yes, yeah. Dude who played Hugo Stiglitz in Inglourious Basterds, he's the main character. Yeah. I forgot the brother name on top of my head, but yeah, he plays the main character.
Hugo Stiglitz, that's the one that...
The one that was putting pillows on people's face and stabbing them in their face while they were asleep? The Nazi killer? The dude that was a former Nazi?
You talking about Walt?
No. Not Christopher.
Oh, you talking about the dude that had the bat?
No, not the bear Jew. The dude that had that little split, like,
the one that blew up the spot with the short dude?
No,
that's
no.
the one I was thinking of.
No. Like, if you remember, like, right before the bat incident happened in Inglourious Basterds, the good name, Hugo Stiglitz, they had, like, his own little vignette for, like, a second where, like, Samuel Jackson told, like, his little backstory, like, how he was a former Nazi that straight turned on the Nazi when AWOL turned on the Nazi.
Oh, I know you're talking about. Yeah. The dude with the box buzz cut.
Yeah.
He's got, like, brownish hair with the buzz cut.
It's, like, vague.
Yeah.
That guy,
he plays in Far Cry.
Yeah, he plays the main person in Far Cry. And then the guy, you know, got what the dungeon seat, what's that dungeon seat shit with Jason Statham.
What else?
What else was bad? Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, that was.
I'm just gonna say Super Mario Brothers was just
Street Fighter was bad.
Street Fighter was definitely bad.
Street Fighter. Did they? I feel like they did a King of Fighters too.
That's what I was gonna say. Did they do a fight? Not for King of the Fighting Fighters.
Yep,
that's what it was with Cody and
Ray Park and all them.
Did they do a Streets of Rage?
Nah, that's blasphemy. They can't do that.
They should do it though.
No.
Okay, does Sonic the Hedgehog count for a good movie? Because I'm doing the animation.
Whoever did Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
There you go. But that's not a video game movie, though.
That's a comic book movie, though.
Yeah.
Right, I know. But I'm saying whoever directed that should do Streets of Rage.
That could be dope,
That Streets of Rage music was off the chain, wasn't it?
It was. they were saying that was like one of the first hip-hop connections.
Oh, for video with the beat?
Games.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So UA Bo, man. Fuck that dude, man. He's ridiculous, man.
Nah, fuck UA Bo.
Yeah. Damn. So, let's go and jump into our topics, fellas. First up, Justice League pushed back for Batman movie. Justice League 2 is pushed back for a Batman movie.
Justice League 2?
Yeah, it's being pushed back. It's indefinitely.
Shouldn't
they add a Batman 2 movie? A Batman movie. Ben Affleck Batman movie.
I feel like they should push back Justice League 1.
Teddy, you ain't shit. He said, I think they should push back Justice League
1. I'm just saying. Like,
I do too, though, but that's, you know.
Stop rushing shit.
Yeah, because we could add this. Let's just talk about this as a whole. Now they're doing a Margot Robbie
spinoff
with the Birds of Prey and a Deadshot movie now with Will Smith.
Well, maybe he'll wear the fucking mask now.
Thank you, Teddy. No, that's in his contract, though. I know Will Smith got his contract. My face got to be under 80%.
I mean, well, they probably think it that way too, because that's what sells the movie.
Yeah.
So,
because you're seeing Will Smith, right?
Yeah.
But Suicide Squad, I mean, we have to go back there. So what's next? It's Wonder Woman, right?
Wonder Woman, then Justice League, then Batman.
See, this is my thing, because Batman for me, like I said, Ben Affleck's Batman, best Batman I've seen, me personally, because it's most accurate.
Yeah.
Better than Michael Keaton.
You seen Batman be crazy for real. This nigga had PTSD since he was 8, and this shit reached a whole new level that you never.
I think
say.
Mike Keaton's
Come
the
on,
best
G.
Bruce Wayne ever, but I think Ben Affleck.
I don't know, man, because like you saw Bruce Wayne be Bruce Wayne crazy. Like you never see Bruce Wayne be crazy, dude. Like you never see him just be. Just crazy as fuck.
But you gotta think up to that time, Batman. The asshole persona of Batman is fairly new.
It's somewhat new.
Since the mid 90s. So you gotta think that Batman.
That's 91.
Is 88. No, 88. No, 89. 89. Yeah, 89. 88, 89. So, and Batman was an asshole before that, but not the asshole we know now.
But, you know, if you in that universe and then you. If you 8 years old, losing both your parents. Getting killed right in front of you, and you never got help. Like, you never got the help to get over there. Like, ever. Like, you just mad forever. This nigga's like 40 something, still has.
It's true.
For real, think about it. Like, that's what I'm saying. Nah, like, that's Bruce Wayne. Like, I'm sorry, this nigga has never gotten over there. I'm not saying, like, that's like a horrible thing, because I know people really have been through that shit, but people have also gotten help. This nigga never got help.
Well, he just channeled it. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why you see a crazy ass nigga like Bruce Wayne.
That's what I'm saying. Side note, just for the hip hop lover and the musician, I was having this conversation with Van.
Mm-hmm.
We can bring this up definitely on Straight Lil' Cash.
Yes.
But he made the best comparison ever. You know how I told him about our idea for making the movie with Drake and Trey Songz going back and stopping the first hip hop and R&B merger?
Right. No, it was Drake. It was Drake and Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart, right?
It was Drake and Kevin Hart. Or we was gonna do Kevin Hart, Mos Def.
Yeah.
Or Kevin Hart, Mos Def. But Mos Def is.
Yeah, it was a Bill and Ted sort of invention to go back to stop because you know kind of
it was time travel involved. Yeah.
But he came with the best analogy. He said hip hop nowadays is like. He said hip hop nowadays is Batman and R&B and hip hop with Martha and Thomas Wayne.
Hold on. You said Batman is hip hop now and R&B is Martha and Thomas Wayne?
R&B is Martha Wayne and hip hop is Thomas Wayne. They got killed. So they made this baby, got killed the fuck off.
And Batman is the result.
And Batman is the fucking result.
Oh shit. So it's a fucking schizophrenic fucking lunatic.
So going back to what I said, Ben Affleck is the best Bruce Wayne because you see this nigga that's been crazy for damn near 40 years, yo. This nigga never got help.
Yeah, that's true.
Just saying, dog.
He's out there bad. That's a good point. That's
One of the greatest superheroes ever, still. But it's crazy. This nigga is as crazy as the Joker.
Yeah.
Look, nigga, I got Arkham Knight. I'll play it. This nigga is as crazy as the Joker.
Is he crazy or is he just complicated?
He's crazy. To do the shit that you do for... if you're going to talk about the Batman vs. Superman universe, the DCEU universe, he's been Batman for 20 years at this point. Mm-hmm. Nigga, if you've been Batman in Gotham for 20 years... dealing with this nigga's rogue gallery for 20 years. This nigga lost one Robin. One Robin said, fuck you. The other one got killed. I'm pretty sure Oracle happened. Batgirl got paralyzed probably. So this nigga done been... And then you got like crazy ass niggas. Come on, now. The human mind can only take so much after a certain amount of time. Like, I don't care how...
Maybe he's a Buddhist. You know,
hey,
no attachments.
This nigga was blasting niggas, Joe. It's
no attachments. He's like,
this nigga was fucking after he saw what happened in Metropolis and just started murking niggas, dog. He just snapped.
That nigga became Batman Year One, man.
I'm just saying.
I'm
just saying that Batman makes sense in real life, dog. I'm sorry, but niggas, if you talking about you want to be Batman, there you go. You're gonna be crazy as shit.
I give it to you.
Yeah, no, that's real. What do y'all think about this Bird of Prey, Harley Quinn, Poison Ivy, Catwoman, and Huntress?
So are they gonna grab your girl that played him in the last? No, they gotta get rid of her, huh?
Cool. Kathleen Dunn.
Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, fuck Anne Hathaway, man.
Damn.
No disrespect to her. She's the smallest fucking Catwoman ever. Can I have a Catwoman with some shape?
So you want a curvy Catwoman?
Michelle Pfeiffer has shape though. She filled out the suit.
Anne Hathaway, you got a shape.
Okay, go look at that. She didn't fill it out.
Nigga,
Anne Hathaway has a shape, dude.
Y'all been looking at white girls too long.
No,
I know y'all married and shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's
what
you guys kind of noticeable.
Nah, I mean it's tight as leather. I mean they just neither one of them had ass. So
What you're talking about.
I'm just saying filling out like titties and everything like that.
So you want to be like how it is like in the Arkham games and shit like that. You want to be like that,
So somebody that's sexy.
You just a misogynist. It's cool.
No.
I'm just saying, like, dude, Anne Hathaway is realistic, dog.
That's
a realistic Catwoman.
I'm good on
that. I mean, if you want to be lean, you're going to be a fucking Catholic and limber,
what cat do you know is thick, nigga, that can be limber and dive into gymnast? Shit? They not thick.
Yes, they are. Are you crazy?
Do you understand?
Look at a picture of Dominique Dawes. Look at a picture of Dominique Dawes and see her thighs.
As big as his microphone.
But her thighs is thick as hell.
She this big. She this big.
I'm finna pull it up for you.
Dominique Dawes is like 5'2".
Right, but she's thick.
So she gonna be fucking with Batman, who's like 6'4". And then we're gonna make it believable that she's whooping niggas' asses at 5'.
Let's see. Let's just say half tall Catwoman.
I looked up and they got the little archive shit on the Arkham Knight game. I'm thinking she like maybe between 5'5", 5'7". Maybe.
That's she's 5'7".
Yeah, 5'5", somewhere around
Anne
there.
Anne Hathaway's
5'7". Yeah, so it's like, it makes sense. I mean, then I say, if you're going to have to be a cat burglar and limber and be able to take, you're going to have to be athletically built and
you're going to have to be lean.
You're going to have to be kind of a leaner build to do what she can do. You're going to have
to. Flipping up and calling up walls and your titties get caught on the sprinklers. Like, just saying. Like,
Catwoman's thick, man. Guess how much she weighs?
How much she weighs?
139.
That's not thick.
Yes, it is. 139?
139 is thick.
I mean, that's a nice fill. That's a nice fill out.
5'2", 5'3"?
Yeah,
like, nigga.
Nah.
I bet you Anne Hathaway ain't
139.
That's like average. She's probably like 120.
Dude, Anne Hathaway's probably 120.
That's like
Anne Hathaway's 130 pounds.
Dude, that's like the chick. That's like the
135.
That's like the chick Pam from The Office or some shit like that. That's how she's built. Like,
I'm not saying thick. I'm saying like she's an average. She fills out this cat suit though.
You want to talk? Dude,
this is fiction. Wait a minute. Hold on. Listen.
Look up Michelle Pfeiffer. How much she weighed when she was in bed? I guarantee you, she was about 100, $126. And she's probably like 5'4", 5'5".
True.
Let's see.
That's just childhood nostalgia.
122 pounds she weighed.
Who?
Anne Hathaway.
Pull up Michelle Pfeiffer. In the 90s, nigga. Don't.
Oh, man, she ain't even had no. Come on, dude.
She's Michelle Pfeiffer.
Come on, G. Look, I'm. Come on, dude. Let's. Come on, G.
Let's see. Michelle Pfeiffer's weight. In the
90s. Nigga, it's just an honest comparison. I mean, it's just an honest comparison. I mean, I'm sorry.
So, look at it this way. Look at it this way, though. They say that the camera heads how many pounds?
Like 10 pounds?
10, 20 pounds? So, what does that put her up to?
They got her as a curvy woman, too. They have a whole site called Skinny versus Curvy. They chart her as curvy.
Who?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
They?
Like, whatever site this is.
Yeah.
She looks skinny in this picture, though.
Because she is.
Yeah, and then, like I said, if you look at her in the actual Catwoman suit in Batman Returns.
Like, that nigga wanted, what the chick, what was the chick from the Matrix?
They got her at 125.
Okay, so.
In the 90s.
I mean, regardless, man.
you wanted Sophia Loren, nigga. You wanted the chick from the Matrix.
I mean, can we get Halle Berry without her talking? Like Monica somebody, like a voiceover, like a voice dub?
Oh, you're talking about like Monica Bellucci and some shit like
that. We can get Halle Berry with a voice dub.
Halle Berry.
We can get Halle Berry with a voice dub.
It wasn't her voice that pissed people off. It wasn't that she couldn't. The movie was just bad. Like,
yeah. But I mean, people got a bad taste in their mouth from her right now, especially from that movie and in general.
Stop eating the box. Sorry.
What's that got to do with anything?
You said bad taste in your mouth.
Fuck it, man. But anyway, Birds of Prey.
Oh, shit. Okay,
what do y'all think about Birds of Prey?
Let's get back on track. Yeah.
What do y'all think about the whole... I think DC's doing too much shit, dog. They just come up with shit like... They come up with shit like that we do, like, man, it'd be dope if Kevin Hart and Drake did a movie about... That seemed like they just did, like...
I don't even want to tell you that. I don't even want to tell it because they might take it.
Yeah. That's a and they got that shit, they got somebody screenwriting the shit.
Right, and then she go. Lee Daniels presents.
Lee Daniels. Hold on,
say I ain't gonna front. I'm not gonna say like
it'd be Blue Beetle and Buster. Was it Buster and the Blue Beetle or whatever?
Buster and the Blue Beetle.
And it'd be, they can make it Kevin Hart and Drake.
Wow.
They trying to come out with a movie.
I'll say this, man. I ain't going for it, man. Like, I'm like, okay, DC. I understand, like you said. All right, man. Quit just trying to throw shit out there. Just think about what you're doing. Like, just think about what you're doing. Like, you just don't want to just throw Hail Marys, nigga. Just
that's what
like
they doing, man. You want to do
the
a
only
movie?
Hail Mary look like that may work is Batman, and that's only because it's Ben Affleck.
Hey, man.
That Hail Mary.
I'm going out on the edge now. I don't think Wonder Woman gonna be good, B.
Why would that be the edge? Ain't shit else.
Like,
Teddy just jumped off. I put my foot a little bit in the pool. Teddy just jumped
off. We're going off the deep end. You go.
No, hold on. And then Teddy tackled me too to take him in, me in the pool. Like,
damn.
Okay. Suicide Squad, bus. Batman versus Superman, theatrical version, bus.
Man of Steel was good.
I give it that.
Yeah, it was. I like that the best out of that series.
I agree. I definitely agree. So, I don't know. Maybe they need to go this route. Maybe they need to I don't know. It gives me a weird vibe because he's like, yeah, you want them to do something different, and then you like, yeah, because they haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
And then you like, yeah, they did. They did it with Suicide Squad. And that's it.
They already tried a different shit.
This is the problem with the DC movies, man. And I've seen this, like, Suicide Squad proved is exactly what I was being saying. Like, it's not the director's fault. It's not the producers. It's not the writers. It's not even the fucking actor's fault. It's WB doing that dumb ass editing. Like, just trust the people that you got doing the shit.
So you don't think it was the director's fault for the Suicide Squad? Like,
basically, from what I understand, like, the director and everyone had the version that they had was the version that everyone was cool with. Like, okay, this is the version I want. Then it got Warner Brothers did their final edit. And their final edit was done by the people who do all the commercials and shit like that. Therefore, that's why we got what we got in the movie theater.
So you think, are they going to be releasing like a director's cut or something?
I think they already did. I haven't watched it, but my thing
look,
is...
Look, that's director fault too. Them damn putty people, man. That's on the director.
Right, them niggas doing interpretive dance in the back, so...
That's why I'm like, man,
Rick Femawima was like, fuck this shit. He probably looked at that, script and for that Flash, and he was like... All right, I'm gonna get Tessa Thompson on board. I'm gonna hook somebody up black before I get about this bitch.
Because it's, I'm gonna cast her creative differences or some shit like that.
Because he's that
what I'm saying. It's Warner Brothers doing
and
it.
We need to change. This. No, we ain't doing that. We actually gonna come back even more.
That's why I said Warner Brothers was driving niggas away. Is Warner Brothers? That's why I said it's not them. It's like that's why I'm like, nah, man. What the fuck are you doing, Warner? Like, stop.
I think the issue is, I don't know. I think it became problematic when people started looking like it could be Warner Brothers and the director. I mean, because the first thing he said before the movie kicks off is "fuck Marvel." To me,
that's setting up the
hell of a tone.
Well, it's a hell of a tone, but it also tells me like what your driving motivation is. It's not even like, yo, we need to make this this fucking dope ass movie. We need to set up. You know, DC, so we can start heading Justice League and
right. You say
right
fuck
direction.
Marvel after Batman Superman is dope. Like you come out. Right. I told y'all, I wanted to say this for a while. Fuck Marvel.
Fuck Marvel. Run the tape. You know what I mean?
That's exactly what happened too.
Show these niggas. Fuck Marvel. Press play. You know
what I mean? Hold up. At the premiere.
At the premiere. And you can, and this is the sad thing is, it's like some competitive football niggas. So you got Marvel scouts in the back. Oh, let's see this shit.
Do you think Marvel people made DC movies like that in general?
Hey, they in the back texting Stan Lee. Nah, we ain't got shit to worry about. This nigga said, I love BET. So that's,
wow.
We're good.
Hey, this could have been a straight to BET movie.
Nigga.
Hey, we could put Wonder Woman on Wii Network.
Oh my god.
Oh, Wii TV, my bad. Wii TV.
Not even straight to DVD.
Hey man, when all these they've lost about 55 directors on three movies. Go look at all me directors and live like fuck this. They read them scripts like so I can't do no re-edits?
Yeah, right. Like, so who's doing the editing?
Oh, no, we got another dude, this dude named Earl.
Right,
he just
Earl.
Graduated from Full Sail. He just graduated from Full Sail, that's my nephew.
Right, Earl who? Lipinski? The one that did Suicide Squad?
No, his cousin.
His
cousin. Lurl.
Lurl?
He just graduated. From ITT Tech.
He's like, no, we can do it. He's like, damn. No, we got iMovie, we'll take care of it.
I'm going, man.
We'll do it on iMovie. It'll be fine.
What the
that
fuck?
On there, I'm
what
at.
Is going on right now, G?
my bad, Jay.
Hey, nah, dude, this shit funny to me, dog. I don't care at this point, dog. I don't.
It's just because I know it's sad because we really want DC to win. But it's almost like they're not. Like, after y'all showed me the director's cut of Batman Superman, I was like, okay, Zach apparently does have a vision. Because at first it just felt like, he got in there and it's just kind of lost his way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. But then when you saw the director's cut, you was like, okay, I see where he was trying to build it. It makes sense, blah, blah, blah. And then this nigga comes in, is, you know.
But that's still on director because you shouldn't have no fucking 5-hour movie.
I will say the movie, I mean, technically, Lord of the Rings? Technically it is like two movies. It is technically
they should have split it up into two fucking movies.
Even with the, I mean, maybe he felt like he could sell, but even being generous with that, it's still like that extra half an hour made such a difference in the storytelling. That, like, it made it okay.
But that's on the director, though, to not to figure out. You have to figure out how to get that into a certain amount of time. That's a good director, though.
Yeah, well, I think it's a gift and
I'm not mad at WB certain for cutting it. They're like, shit, if you give me a 3-hour cut, ain't nobody going to sit here and watch 3 hours of this shit.
They don't cut out integral shit that makes sense in a fucking movie.
Well, I think it was just the PG-13. I really think that's what it was, because they took out the knifing scene with C.T. Fletcher.
Yeah.
But because that's connected to so many other scenes, you had to eliminate those as well.
Because you're trying to do a PG-13 to make it a well-rounded audience.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And like I said, if you would have stayed, I mean, and mind you, they're going off the reception they got off of Man of Steel, which, okay, I understand that, but if you're trying to go towards, if you're going towards the same route that you're trying to stick with the animated versions, yeah, like going towards that same kind of tone, you're going to have to, just going to have to say kind of fuck it and just not try to do what Marvel doing. Just do your own shit and just go for it. Just don't try. Just go for it.
I think, you know, it probably got a lot of backlash.
Right.
Because Superman is that person that you would think has a PG-13 movie. Like, or a PG, like, I can take my kids to see this.
Batman.
To see Superman.
Yeah, oh, Superman. Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Batman
he's all American.
Right, because he's all American. Batman makes it questionable, right? Okay, mm-hmm. So cool. I think his struggle was the fact that WB wanted this movie, this Batman versus Superman movie. Batman hasn't even been established yet. So just think about all the shit he had to fit in to make that movie make sense.
But now I'm going back to this WB fault, because they saw all that shit Marvel was doing a couple years ago. They was like, we're going to do Batman versus Superman, y'all. literally, that's what they said. Like, people at Comic-Con said, it seemed like they just decided, it's like, they didn't have no artwork for it, like, no, you know, no. Usually you have a big presentation, you got some kind of mock-up. They're like, we're going to do Batman and Superman. Fuck all that Marvel shit. We're going to do Batman versus Superman. People are like, oh, shit. Hey, man, how we going to do this shit? Like, they hadn't even established the new Batman.
Yeah, and that's why I'm blaming more WB more than the directors and shit, because that's why I'm not blaming the directors, because of, like, I can't blame you for the, that's why when Zack Snyder was getting so much hate, that's like, nah, because he actually did. I did fuck with Man of Steel. I did like 300. I did like Watchmen. Like, I did like Dawn of the Dead. Like, I'm like, nah, he made some solid shit. So I'm like, nah, like, something ain't right here. And then when I found out, like, oh, no, this is the version I wanted. Like, That's why I was like, okay, that make more sense now. I'm like, oh, so WB effed it up, cutting 30 minutes of integral. Like we said, that whole thing with Lex's man shooting up the warlord dudes and everything like that, setting them on fire. That part right there makes sense, like, as far as
it pushes the story forward.
Because that right there told you that, like, okay, Superman, we're going to frame up Superman, because Superman right at this point, since that last incident, has not fucked up once.
Right.
He learned his mistake. Right,
exactly.
He's like, I'm not doing that no. I'm going to be safe. I'm going to be exactly Superman that I'm trying to be, like everyone want me to be. But now this shit happens. And then humanity, they assholes. Fuck. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay. So it's like a whole new kind of scenario, which is like, what the hell? Like, and that's why I like that version of Superman. He's like, man, you know what? I don't got time for this shit. Cause it's like, I'm trying to be nice, but y'all ain't making this shit easy. Like, for real, y'all not.
So bringing this full circle.
What's up?
Do we say, considering that the movie was basically about fucking Harley Quinn,
mm-hmm,
quote unquote,
is Harley Quinn 2 coming out?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It was about fucking Harley Quinn. I mean, I wish it was about fucking Harley Quinn.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. But it's about Harley Quinn. Does it make any sort of dent for DC? Because here's the other issue about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's called what? Sirens or something?
It's going to be Birds of Prey.
Birds of Prey.
Mm-hmm.
So, are they gonna be like? Is this gonna be like a fucking mud wrestling? like don't know, competition, man. Or because literally you just named like three or four other major characters.
They got to be smart and introduce them in a Batman movie. That's why they got to do Arkham Asylum. So you can see all these other people, like, okay, even if you see, like, okay, there goes Poison Ivy because she in jail or whatever, and she got a plant with her or something right. like that. And it, but you just can't drop it and it'd be like, oh, this is Poison Ivy, I do this shit.
Right. Well, even with that, even if you see him in Arkham Asylum, like, I don't know, you just need to get a sample serving of all of them. Not like just
like Suicide Squad you try to do.
Right. Like, hey, this is Slipknot. What does he do? I can tell you the nigga's dead. You
know what I mean? Like, yeah, I agree with that.
We blew his head off.
He was an example. But it can't be like some shit on the menu. You can't see pictures. You really need to see the sample, like what it does. So like
I agree.
Poison Ivy needs to him Batman up for a second. And Arkham Asylum, so we can get some sort of familiarity of like what the fuck she's going through.
Right. Shout out to Scott, Shay's fiance. We and him was talking the other night, and he was saying that maybe they should do Superman movies from more of a Lex Luthor perspective, like kind of half and half, like because he was telling me like he was reading the Lex Luthor solo comic series, and he was saying like how Lex was like. The reason I don't fuck with him because this dude is too perfect and he's like God. Like, he makes us all look bad. He makes all of us look imperfect. It's just this perfect dude that runs around. So it's like Lex Luthor is like trying to fight. He feels in his mind trying to fight for humanity in that adaption.
Well, what's funny is that they allude to a lot of that shit on Supergirl.
Right, right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So, like, you know, she comes down and Lex's sister is kind of like taking over the helm, and she's trying to have this good. She wants to spin it in a positive persona, but her mom kind of weaves in and out, and basically has been explaining like, "Yo, like this dude came in, he's fucking perfect, you know. And if he got to tripping, how the fuck we stop a god?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So basically, he's just he's taking the Boy Scout perspective, and is like worst case scenario, what are we gonna do?
Like Batman,
right? Right, exactly. Because nobody else is thinking about it.
And even deeper, though, the thing I didn't like about Batman and Superman, but they made Lex not be smart to me. Like, Lex has always got, like, doing something with, like, one hand and got some other shit behind his hand going on.
But that's what
Think about all his moves. He shouldn't be locked up. He should have got away. He's supposed to get away.
Well, but here's the thing. Unless that's purposeful.
Again, yeah, I remember, Lex is young and he's rash and all this shit, too.
But see, I'm saying, though, Lex is more calculated than that.
And technically, and low-key, he actually had a genius plan to little low-key out because...
Right, him, to get them to fight each other.
Not only get them to fight each other, but for some reason that he knew who they were ahead of time.
But the thing is, he's supposed to get away. He's supposed to have had some other stuff going on, and he's sitting there laughing like...
But we don't know. We don't know what's happening. I mean, because, I mean, the difference is...
Come on, man. They made him the Joker, man. They made him like Joker-like. He's sitting there. Like Lex was like smooth. You know what I'm saying? Like
his mad Joker, scientist version of him. Right,
right. Well, but he's smooth. He's got that. His jokes are like quippy. You know what I'm saying? Right, they're not like sinister, like the Riddler or some shit.
But the thing is, but maybe he's being sinister purposefully because of him being puppeteered by Darkseid.
Because you gotta remember, he saw some shit that he shouldn't have seen. Yeah, I mean, he got learned a lot of shit, and that lot of shit just made him go off. He's like he said, they're coming. Like, he's not even worried about himself being locked up at this point. Like, you can tell, he's like, he's not even worried about being locked up. He know it's way worse shit that's coming. So, would you really worry about you being in fucking jail knowing, like, you got something that's going to maybe blow half the fucking planet up? Like, are you really going to worry about being in jail?
Yeah, like, man, that's I'm worried one, about
that's
being
not,
in jail.
That's the least you're
I'm worried about being in jail for parking tickets. Even.
Right. I mean, it's just, you know, it's not going to worry about that. That's the least of everything.
No, I said I would be worried even for parking tickets.
I know. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean,
jail is jail.
But I mean, if you got a human extinction event damn near about to happen, jail is the least of everybody's problems at that point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
Yeah. So, Birds of Prey, yay or nay?
They doing too much, man. They just coming up with shit. What's going on with the Flash movie? What's going on with Aquaman? Why are you just putting these other random movies?
Because there is no plan. I think, honestly, they're just latching on to whatever's
kind of hot for the moment.
Like Hail Mary?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's whatever's hot.
It's just like everyone's like, oh, Margot Robbie. Yep, let's run it. Got Margot Robbie. Yep. Everybody loves
She's
it.
Hot let's right put now. It, let's put Will her Smith on is kind of rejuvenating his career. Right. Let's run a Dale Shot movie.
I don't know. I heard Collateral Beauty was horrible.
Yeah, I heard it was horrible too. But they probably signed that before they saw that. They probably like, oh, he's got his career coming back.
Yeah, they Suicide Squad.
People loved him in that movie.
Right. I just hope they do Deathstroke right, man, in the Batman
in the new
movie.
Batman movie.
Yeah, man, because Deathstroke is that dude, y'all. Like, yeah. Real talk.
I'm interested to see what they do. It. All right, next up, Jennifer Lawrence says she'd rather be in Guardians of the Galaxy than another X-Men film.
Nope, you do not touch anything Marvel. Nope.
Yeah, man, fuck Jennifer Lawrence,
nope,
man.
Nope, nope.
As Jules said with Passenger last week, like, yo.
Yeah, he said.
Passenger's
bad. He said that shit is horrible.
Yeah.
He said, I mean, it got horrible reviews.
He said it's basically he said it's bootleg Castaway in space.
Well, Chris are the other in there too, though,
the so. Deep blue sea are the not deep blue sea the blue dark sea
open water.
It's open water, in space. Like, yeah, in space. It's horrible. Like, it's one of those movies, man. That when I was like, okay, Chris Pratt. I'm like, okay, he getting a lot of roles. He actually been doing good as an actor. Cool. Mm-mm.
Don't trust it.
Mm-mm. Don't trust him. And mentioning that, Fox says they're going to reboot the X-Men again.
That Fox is doing their very best to not give this shit to Marvel.
Who is going to play Wolverine?
Tom Hardy.
It should be, man.
That would be
Dude, who else? Fantastic. Dude, who else could be him? Who else? Honestly.
Nah,
and Tom Hardy's short, too. Like Hugh Jackman's like 6'5 like, or some
like
shit,
6'3",
man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, he's fucking tall as shit.
Yeah.
That's
and Tom Hardy's like 5'8", right?
Dude, if they actually rebooted it, and, I mean, I guess... I guess at the time, Wolverine was everybody's favorite character during that
He's
time.
Probably their biggest character. I would say he's... Well, no, shit.
Deadpool at this point.
Is it... No, it's somebody Marvel or are you talking about Fox?
No, I'm talking about... Wood.
Overall,
I'm
Marvel.
I'm talking about overall. Like, if you were just a regular person looking at
overall at Marvel movies, yeah. Like, man, it might be Iron Man now. Iron Man might have passed him just for all the shit that's going on. Or Captain America, somebody like that.
In rebooting X-Men, who?
But X-Men, he was the most popular in 98 or whatever. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. So like, now that we're redoing it
for the third time,
it's the second time. Right?
You know what I'm saying? It's the third set of movies in less than 20 years.
Oh, the reason. Well, yeah, but they're still connected. Like,
no, they're trying to reboot it all. They're trying to start with the New Mutants this time.
Right, but this is the second X-Men, though, not the third. Is what I'm saying.
No, it's the third set of movies.
Right. Well, I'm saying.
So it's an actual
reboot. Movie. Reboot. They reboot.
Well,
they're pulling a Fantastic Four.
The second one wasn't a. The First Class, no, that wasn't.
That
a
was supposed. It was originally supposed to be a reboot.
But it can't be because you're using.
No.
No. What basically
Sticky Papers made it the same universe.
Was a reboot.
Right. No.
There was a
Sticky Papers made it a common universe.
Okay. This is what I'm saying. Step away from what you read and look at it from somebody who just goes to the movies.
That first one is a reboot. They totally.
If I saw the X-Men, I'd be like, oh, this is a reboot. This is cool because this person's playing X-Men. But then he's a younger version, so they're still in the. When I saw.
First Class?
When I saw First Class, or when I saw fucking Wolverine. And
when they went to the bar and talked to him, he's like, get the fuck out of here.
It's,
yeah.
It's the same. I automatically put all them niggas together. It's not a reboot. Well,
They were trying to reboot it. That's where they casted new people.
Right,
but
they brought it back together. So that's what I'm saying. It's not really a reboot because people, you're
still... No, Sticky Papers, you're getting Sticky Papers logic here.
Right, well... It's Sticky Papers logic because I'm a lay person. Like, I'm an average moviegoer. So
right.
It's not like, oh, I have to... they're actually rebooting it and then randomly...
No. The reason that you don't think it's a reboot is because Sticky Papers tied it all together at the end where you had Halle Berry and them all walk... Well, Halle Berry and them on there.
That's what I'm
they
saying.
Weren't originally supposed to be in the sequel to Days of Future Past.
So then it's not a reboot. In the eyes of the people,
yeah,
it's
okay.
Not a reboot. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
So they're not looking at it like, oh, this is a different set of movies. Now you just connected them to all the rest of the other shit.
Right, because Sticky Papers.
Because the Sticky Papers and shit. Right, exactly. So, honestly, I don't think it's a bad idea. If you go Tom Hardy and you go dark, the same, like, if you keep it around what you're doing with Batman, well...
They're not doing that.
I'm just trying to think about where...
Because Deadpool is supposed to be in Wolverine, they're saying now.
I mean, he can still...
What fucking sense did that make, man?
I don't know. They're trying to get people to come out because he's in it.
But but that's just dumb shit that people at the table come up in their fanboy mind. It'd be kind of dope if we put Deadpool in there. It's a serious ass movie. It's the old man Logan.
Right.
Y'all making a rated R, like, serious movie. And what's Deadpool fucking gonna do, man? He gonna fuck up the tone of the movie.
It's probably just a cameo. It's probably ain't no shit. Like, he's just gonna walk past that nigga, they gonna bump into each other.
Like, and he gonna look around something and be like, what are you doing?
Right, exactly.
That's still whack.
It is, yeah, but it's still...
That's why I won't be seeing him, man.
You gonna go see it.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. You're gonna see I'm not supporting nothing Fox, man. I don't.
I think if Fox needs to go out there, or something like a Christopher Nolan protege. If they're gonna reboot it, and Tom Hardy gonna be... Wolverine.
Get like a Russo brothers cousin or something. Like when they cousins.
Or fucking even Ridley Scott. Like,
you know. Oh, no. Ridley Scott.
I mean, he'd be bouncing. Or Antoine Fuqua. Like.
Yeah. Antoine Fuqua would be good. But he might. We never know how many times people be rejecting all this shit, though, behind the scenes. I can see people be like, oh, fuck no, man.
Hey, who? Fox? X-Men?
Oh, fuck that. I'm waiting for this Marvel check to come through.
Right, I'm finna do this Equalizer too, nigga.
Which is gonna be dope. Keep in mind, Denzel was an old ass man in a fucking hardware store beating up cats.
That nigga was old when he did Book of Eli.
Man, yeah.
That movie was slow as a motherfucker, but niggas was like, yo, that shit was tight.
He's the new Charles Bronson, not this motherfucker.
That nigga's the new David Carradine, nigga. David Carradine.
Damn. Fox, y'all can kill yourselves for that. Netflix to double the amount of TV series, including 20 new reality series. They're doubling the amount of shows, original programming, and 20 of them are gonna be reality series.
I feel like it's a bad look.
I mean, they need to figure out how to get sports on there, live sports stuff.
Nah, you're never gonna get live shit. You're never gonna. It's just, live is hard to pull off.
They get. They're doing live sports NFL games over Twitter now.
Yeah, I mean they do it on Facebook too.
Yeah,
but. I don't know.
If Netflix gets you to pay an extra $5 for the sports package a month. Netflix could go out and purchase some rights to some games.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I just don't like. I can see it. You know what? Now I think about it, that actually would be a good idea because then while you out. You just throw on the Netflix app.
Yep.
And watch the game. That's true. I don't like the idea of reality series, though.
I'm trying to figure out, how does Netflix make money now? They got so much shit on there.
Nigga, do you know how many people subscribe to Netflix?
No. But I'm thinking about the rights for all the stuff they got. The TV shows they doing. What's the show they just canceled? The Asian movie. I mean, not movie. TV show. Marco Polo. They just canceled Marco Polo.
Right. Really?
Yeah.
They really did.
But think about how expensive that shit is, man.
It probably, I mean.
You got to go. You got to do them old costumes. They got to shoot on location in some like hills and shit.
So
it's only two seasons, yeah.
Well, I might have to finish it now.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? So, and they ain't doing that. They got the Marvel money going on with that. Like,
they probably thought that the Marco Polo series was going to be one of the ones that carried it. And I don't think they thought it was going to explode as much as it, because you're right, they do got to carry all that other stuff. Or it's getting lost in the mire with all the other shit that's coming out. Because
they got a lot of new shit. I'd be like, damn, that's a Netflix show?
Yeah, like you know, they got Chewing Gum.
Yeah.
Like all of the superhero shit. You know what I'm saying? Since 8. They just the Travelers is theirs.
The 2% or what was it? The show you talking about?
3%.
That Brazilian version of what's the Asian movie that
Battle Royale? Well, it's not like a last man standing situation where people trying to kill each other. It's just like people doing tests and shit. Like
okay, that. So it's a calmer version of that.
Yeah, it's literally like. How good are you at problem solving, cognitive skills, and all this shit? Like, basically, are you smart enough, or do you have the mental capacity to be in this society?
Remind me when we get to conspiracy, but the Russians are doing a real battle royale TV show. But
niggas ain't dying though. Shut up, man.
No, I'll tell you about it. Y'all want me to go into it now?
Where are we on the docket?
Well, I mean, we got. Like four or five more topics left.
Let's move through.
All right, yeah. All right, one that I'm upset about. Todd McFarlane wants to do Spawn movie on a low budget, around $9-10 million. He's not gonna be able to do it.
Yeah, he is.
No, he not. He you got auto graphics, man. I can't. Dude. No, he needs a budget.
Hey, he needs to fucking make it a series and put that shit on Netflix.
But okay, you got to do all that shit in hell and all that stuff. That's a hell of a budget.
Put that shit on Netflix.
But no, I got that. But I'm saying, you talking about doing a $9-10 million budget, you're not going to be able to do no CGI and no shit with that. You ain't going to make it look fly. His fucking cape alone is probably $5 million. His cape flapping is $5 million probably in technology.
Nigga, God, I was watching something on Netflix that I was really impressed at. Like, I was like, what the fuck?
Was it Spectral?
I can't remember.
I haven't finished watching Spectral yet.
I can't remember, but I was impressed, like, with the graphics. I was like, really? Damn, okay. But I don't know. I mean, I think it just depends on where they focus him. Like, what the storyline is. Like, how they focus. Like, I don't think he can be fucking with, you know, Malboja and all the rest of them right off the flip.
But that's what I'm saying, though.
Well, I mean,
that's the main shit.
No. Well, it is. But I think what he's trying to do is just trying to bring attention back to Spawn.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so what if he did, like, it's an origin story. So the majority of the movie is about him as the officer.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you could still be action-packed. You could still do all that shit. And then that the other side, the dark side, starts to kind of creep in 3/4 of the way through. You
that
see what I'm saying?
Sucks, too, because I want to see that hell, though.
Right.
I mean,
but you will if you get the sequel. You see what I'm saying? So that's what he's basing it off of. So then all of a sudden, like at the end, kind of like at with Daredevil, where he finally becomes Daredevil at the end of the season. So now
you're saying that's what you're saying, go to Netflix route.
If he did Netflix, even if he did it with a movie, it would work. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to see.
But you're doing a Godzilla thing then, though, because I ain't getting no pay dirt until like the last 15 minutes.
But you are, though, because he can still do all that shit as a human. Like, he can still be gritty and dark and all the rest of his stuff as a detective. And that weird.
No, he's not a detective, though. He was in the army.
I thought he was a detective.
No, he was in the army. He was a merc.
He was a paid mercenary.
Yeah, he was like black.
That's
out.
Even
yeah.
better. So you can even show him doing the missions and all the rest of that shit and then trying to defend himself or whatever. But 3/4 of the way through, that's when it starts to change. You know what I'm saying? So you get a little bit of it. You don't get the flashbacks. You don't get the hell piece yet. But
I'm here for hell, though.
I understand that's why if the story's good enough, that's why you'll come back. But then he can get the budget because he's like, yo, here's his demand. Because think about it. Niggas is not checking for Spawn.
No.
You see what I'm saying? No. Niggas is not checking for Spawn. No. So it has to be some convincing, especially after what the fuck happened in the 90s.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Do you bring Michael Jai White back?
I would bring him back, but I would make him the devil.
Or do you flip it and make it an older Spawn? Like he's already in the game. But you got more CGI you got to do with it.
Yeah, you got to still do a ton of CGI, and it's too far removed. Like, we're 20 years in the game now. You know what I'm saying? So now, niggas is not that refreshed. Like,
you know, you got to, some people got to get the story all over.
Right, right, exactly. Yeah. They're not really into it like we are. Like,
you so know. You think it can work then? You think
I think
it can work.
I think it just needs to start. It needs to be dark. It needs to be gritty. And at the end, like, you know, like I said, 3/4 of the way through, closer to the end, that's when he starts to, you know, change and become Spawn or whatever. And that way, you know, and it set it up for a sequel. So that way, when they say, yeah, look, I got all these people that are interested and all the rest of this stuff, now I can get the funding. Because I re-energize the fan base.
And I got them back on. But that's good. That's a good idea. Because I didn't even think of it like that. I was just like, fuck you. You trying to do some bullshit.
Because the thing is, who gonna go for it? You know what I'm saying? Unless, you know, he sells that shit to Marvel or some shit.
Yeah, but that's not, can't happen because it's Image. Image Comics.
Dude, it's Spawn still.
Mm-hmm. Image owns them still.
Yeah, because that's definitely Todd McFarlane.
Yeah. It's his creator. He created it.
Oh, no, I know. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, maybe. I guess he could move it over. Well, you know what I'm saying? But. They probably like, fuck you, man. Like, we got too much money we got popping over here. Why would we need Spawn?
I don't know. I feel like it could be a different
No, character. I would want to see Spawn, but I'm saying I could see Marvel being like, we trying to get these X-Men back real quick, pimp.
Well, that's Fox.
Yeah, but I'm saying they probably not even, we only acquire new people unless we get X-Men back.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, you know, it, but because it is talented, it could be something that they could grow. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like, that's why Netflix series may work better, though.
Right. Well, that was the first thing I thought about. I was like, just imagine it, like, it's like, as long as it's not Luke Cage's, I'm cool.
Damn, Ted.
No, I mean, Luke Cage was cool. The writing was cool. I just, you know, like, Spawn's, like, fucking physical. Like, you can't just be punching niggas and it'd be it.
Oh, no, it's a whole nother martial arts with it and all kind of shit. Inhumans TV show coming to IMAX and on TV. So the first two episodes are going to be in IMAX, and then the rest are going to be on TV, ABC.
I don't even know what the fuck. You're in the IMAX theater? Is
there The first two episodes you get to see in IMAX.
What's the...
what's Inhumans?
Is it in the Inhumans where...
They basically... X-Men. Yeah,
they're X-Men, but they're mutated because of the gas instead of being born with it.
So it's the shit that's happening in...
Yeah, on Major Shield, right.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Right, so...
So they just doing that because...
I mean, they want to bring in Black Bolt, Medusa, what's the big dog name?
Let me ask you this.
What's the big dog's name, Oracle?
Black Bolt.
No, the big dog.
Oh!
The big dog, and he's got like
psychic.
He's got psychic powers too, and
I can't.
The dog does.
Yeah,
he's like, big as hell though, but he's got psychic. See, he's like, he can do mental telepathy shit too.
So let me.
But he can't talk. He's like a regular dog though, but he's just like big ass regular.
So that
dog.
Nigga's like the animal version of Bumblebee.
Yeah, but with Jean Grey powers.
Okay. I forgot the name. Talking about.
So
head,
let me
Jesus.
Ask you this. Are y'all worried that we're getting oversaturated with this with superhero shit?
Not necessarily.
No. Not bad. Because the people, they made the superhero movies the new action movies.
That's true, because there are not.
No, I'm saying, but we got these many.
Lockjaw.
Lockjaw. There we go. Lockjaw.
Can never have been able to save my life. There you go. Lockjaw.
I don't know.
I don't think we are, though. It's going to be a while. Marvel got it humming so good right now.
Well, these
man.
Are movies. I'm just thinking about, because now it's overlapping in the TV and in other places. Like, CW was cool because, like, it kind of turned into the superhero network. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is where I go to get all my shit. But now FX is doing Legion, and then.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
You got fucking. The Inhumans is coming out there. Right. You got. What's the other one?
You got the one coming out of Hulu, the Running Ways one.
That one. And then you also got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now it's happening everywhere. You know what I mean? It's like, you used to be really attached to it because it was kind of like it wasn't novel.
There's so much nostalgia they can build off of, man, that they can just wreck and ride
that
for a while.
That everybody can do, though.
Too, man. There's so much nostalgia for all this stuff. Think about it. You got, when is the first comic book came out?
Like,
think about, you got all those years of people that read comics or watch these movies, watch cartoons.
I don't know if
these kids are coming.
The same, though. Like,
man, you'd be surprised, man.
My father was really happy about Doctor Strange.
Right, but think, okay, so maybe his friend may have been into Captain America. Everybody's got somebody in comics that they identify with. So you tapping into all that. So now your dad is not also watching Doctor Strange, but now he want to see Thor too, because Doctor Strange is going to be in that. Then you could cross place him over here. Basically, they're trying to get everybody money.
I mean,
because Disney made a concerted effort. What they did is, and I just realized the other day, though, after I saw Force Awakens, but Rogue One, Disney was like, man, we losing money on people after they turn 11 or 12 until they become parents. What if they never become parents?
Right.
How do I keep them for life? Let me dip Marvel and let me get Star Wars. So now I'm getting you from 2 to 92 when you die. Because I'm going to have something in there for you.
That's true.
And now they build... My daughter's going... I'm going to have my daughter watching because of my nostalgia wanting to see it. So then she's going to, in turn, keep it with her. And then it moves forward. And then it just kind of keeps like this. So now, as a grown-ass kid person that ain't got no kids... Even if you don't have no kids, you like, shit, I'm fucking with Star Wars. I'm fucking with the Marvel stuff. So when you max out at a 12 years old and you're like... I ain't watching no fucking Mulan. Oh no, you can graduate up to Star Wars. Right, you can graduate up to these Marvel movies.
Right.
And that was the business. And I was like, dude, that's a fuck. These motherfuckers gonna end up running the world because Marvel is basically, I mean, and Disney have figured out a way to get a part of your check every quarter.
True.
$12 to $15 of your check every quarter if you're gonna get you know, 3D and shit.
True.
Every quarter. And I would venture to say, and then on top of that, let's not even forget the fucking merchandising. Now I got your kids too at Christmas on their birthdays. When you in Walmart and shit, and it's a fucking Ray Dow, your daughter wants to run over and grab that because she saw it. And then I'm cool with it because I seen the shit too.
Yeah.
It ain't like no little thing. You're like, fuck, man, I got to get pound puppies. I don't even know what the fuck a pound puppy is. You damn near like, well, shit, let's get a Ray. I'm going to get a motherfucking Star Destroyer ship. You into the shit too damn near. So y'all both own it together.
That's real.
And that's why I think that it's going to be a long time. They have to fucking get a cocaine habit and start doing DC shit. And honestly, DC fucking up helps Marvel look even better.
No, it does.
It's like the bad chick at the club. You're like, man, you're gonna be tired of looking at her. But then you see the chick that you go home to every night, and you know, and it's DC sitting there like smoking a cigarette, like you just coming back to see me. Her voice all fucked up from influenza and shit. You know, she got the little thing that she talking on. You see me, baby. You want me to give you some pussy? And you be like, I need to go back and see Marvel at the club. So it is make it look better, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right.
That's much kind of my little rant with that. I don't think it's gonna be no saturation. Mentioning Netflix, they are have maybe an issue. They said Trump may end up fucking them up with this net neutrality thing.
Oh, he's trying to push that shit through.
They haven't announced who the next like communications director or whatever that is.
FCC.
Yeah. And Comcast and AT&T and all of them are trying to get them to basically, because basically they played themselves at the beginning of the internet as like, you know, Wild Wild West. But everybody's saying, fuck your cable. I'm going to broad stream my shit and get Netflix or getting Hulu or getting Prime. And they're saying that they're eating up all of our net with shit. And I'm only going to be able to eat off the $15, $20 a month somebody's spending any net. And then they cut me out of my other shit because they got the shit on their shit.
Right.
So that's why they want to make it where those companies want to pay for the amount of bandwidth people use. So to use my internet through Charter or Spectrum now or something, mm-hmm. you're going to have to pay me a check, though, for all the extra stuff that people use it. Yeah. So they trying to cut off the game, but... When the game is out there, it's out there. Because all that happened, to my mind, all that happened is the smaller internet company is going to pop up and be like, you can fuck with us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Easy.
You know? But so that's what's going on with the Netflix and Comcast is a kind of battle going on.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hell of a thing, man. It's a hell of a thing.
All right. Let's see what I got here. We said Deja movie. Got the okay. Oh, we down there. Okay. This is the last one before we go. Norman Lear TV shows to be rebooted. They're gonna do Good Times, All in the Family, and the Jeffersons again.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay. Let's. Okay.
Do they actually feel like people are gonna watch this shit and be like,
no?
Look here, man.
And like
the language that All in the Family and the Jeffersons got. You can't call no white person a hunky on TV.
And you definitely can't be no damn Archie motherfucker.
Racist
you
Archie Bunker.
You can't have no damn Archie Bunker on TV now? Oh, hell no. Man, come on now. Especially now that Trump's America about to hit now, too. And he's, let's be keeping 100 some of these white folks. Some, not all. These white folks.
And some of these black folks, too.
Right. Some, right. Getting hella bold with what the fuck they said. Nah, I'm good. Nah,
all right, nope. It says, the idea being discussed by Norman Lear is actually talking about it. Oh, it's gonna be a miniseries, class several. Oh, okay. This may be a good idea since I'm digging into it. They're gonna do several in miniseries, so like maybe four episodes, best episodes, and redoing them. Like a miniseries, like four best episodes of All in the Family, Jefferson's, and Good Times. The idea currently be discussed by Lear and Sony's exit could be to have new actors recreate classic episodes of the shows, working from the original scripts and packaging them as short 6-episode anthologies. The scripts would be treated as similar to plays being mounted in new productions. But they want to change the races of all everybody.
But
then it's not.
That's not gonna work.
They said the new series features on. Okay, no, it says discussed about remaking more of Lear's catalog came on the Sony's gears up for the premiere of the new One Day at a Time, which reimagines Lear's 80s sitcom about a single mother raising two children. The new series, which premieres on Netflix, January 6th, focuses on a Latino family with a female Army veteran at its center. So, I mean, One Day at a Time was an old 80s joint they redoing. So, I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, could it work? Could it not work? I mean.
I think it can't. I just don't know why you going to call it, you know, why got to be, you know, Good Times or All in the Family or whatever. Why don't you just call it something else and just.
They said doing. I don't think it'd be bad for like 6 episodes. Kind of cool to revisit them.
I mean,
So we're gonna make it. So we're gonna do it. So All in the Family is gonna be remade with a Latino family.
No, I was saying that'd be dope if they did something like that. Switch the families around and had a black family for All in the Family. No, I was saying that'd be kind of funny if they had Archie Bunker as a black Archie Bunker.
Shit, that exists.
That shit'd be funny, but he was like a hotep though.
Yes.
Tell me that shit wouldn't be dope.
Nigga.
Hey, look, and his next door neighbors. No. His next door neighbors are Trump supporters.
Oh.
So the Jeffersons, because the Jeffersons were a spinoff of All in the Family, that you could do the whole Jeffersons as a white family, Trump supporting family, like a conservative white family.
Oh. That'd be great. Hey, I think I'm a little bit more humble than that.
And Good Times, you could do a Mexican family, a Hispanic family. Just coming from, just immigrating.
God. Oh, God.
And they all in one apartment. Because that makes sense, don't it? They was 15 of them in Good Times in one, it was a one bedroom. Two bedrooms. And it was, because JJ and Michael had to sleep on that couch, that pullout couch together.
Let's put it like this. It's either going to be beautifully executed or a horrible fucking flop.
If they do anything, I say I'm there regardless. If they say it's a black militant black man for All in the Family, nigga.
That would be perfect.
Yo.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You dig?
Yeah. Dude. I would be just all bad.
I would watch the episode of All the Family
the Hotep Archie Bunker, dog. Teddy the shaking his head because you can see that shit popping.
Right, All in the Temple.
All in the Ankh.
All in the Tribe.
Hell no.
In comics, man, I want to give a shout out to. My man Ryan Warren Hill, man, who's writing a new Hulk comic out of St. Louis, man. Just give him a shout out, man. He's writing a new Hulk.
Yeah,
new totally that, awesome Hulk, man. He's out of St. Louis, man. He's writing a new totally awesome Hulk.
Shout out
Hulk.
To you, brother, man. For real.
So shout out to you, man. Let's go into anime news.
Yeah, man. So I've just been checking out a lot of anime randomly. So I've been catching up on my one show, Gurren Lagann. It's a pretty cool mech anime.
It's
a mech anime. Yeah, it's basically about this little kid. Basically,
what's the real popular mech one that we had as kids?
Gundam.
Is it Gundam? No,
what's this? Gundam in big.
I know, because no, it was like an 80s joint.
So
it was like, it's like Voltron. It was like kind of similar to that. Oh,
VR Troopers.
No, same time period as that. Was it Silver Foxes or some shit like that?
No, that's Silverhawks, but they weren't.
No, because you had Voltron, you had...
Maybe it's...
It wasn't the button. Now, it wasn't Battle Planets because they didn't have no fusing.
What was Trigun?
The Trigun wasn't...
I can't remember. Someone that listens to know, but yeah, continue.
No. But, it's basically... Ultraman? It's not Ultraman. That nigga was just a giant.
Or the Guyver?
Guyver's my shit.
It is.
Let's not even start that episode.
Like, dude, you know how I feel about that, dog.
J.J. Walker is a doggone...
Nigga, like I said, anime is worth watching.
Go ahead. Continue with the anime.
I mean, I've been watching this show, Gurren Lagann. It's an older show. It's about, like, close to 10 years old, but it's pretty damn good. It's a mech anime. Based about a kid that basically discovers an actual mech while he lives in, like, this underground village, like, digging tunnels and shit like that for a living and for food and shit, like for like steaks and shit like that. Yeah, straight up steak. Like I was like, all right. And so he find this little key that's shaped like a little drill, and a little key shaped drill fixed inside the little mini
Robotech.
Robotech, yeah.
That's one thing in Robotech.
Yeah. That's actually on Netflix too.
Okay. Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah, Robotech is on Netflix. Okay. It's definitely. I gotta say, I've been watching that a little bit.
That's too. What I'm thinking. So is this show like Robotech?
Not just like Robotech. It's not like that. That's more of like a political kind of stance, because like, you know, kind of like Gundam, but it's like not really. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But this is like literally like someone discovers like a little small little mech with like a face on it. Like the face is mainly like the body and shit like that. And they find it, and they basically, him and his best friend, go on this adventure to try to find out different shit. They find out like above ground, like on the surface areas, like a bunch of like inhuman like monsters that's running around in like big ass Gundam mechs with big ass faces on them, fucking shit up, running the surface. So basically it's like you find out it's like a revolution between the humans and the what's called the Beastmen, and then like their robots is called the Gunmen, and basically they end up, humans end up getting the gunman robots and starting a revolution and start fighting back with the special little mech that they found with it. And it can combine with another one and create this big-ass mech called the title name, Grand Lagann. And it's dope as fuck. Like, you know, it's dope as a motherfucker. Like, low-key, like, it straight got some dope fighting action scenes, damn good story. Like, I really do love it. So I suggest it's on Netflix. Robotech, like if you want some old school stuff, Robotech is still on there, you know. So Daryl, all day, you can go check that out. Robotech, Macross. What else? What else have I been checking out lately? What else? Oh, not One Punch Man. Shit, Mob Psycho 100. I'm just about to start getting into that. Yeah, it's made by the same dude that made One Punch Man. It's basically about psychics and it's basically like on some Akira level shit. Like it's basically like Akira with Dragon Ball Z elements in them up, plus One Punch Man fighting. It's fucking crazy, but it's like a little kid who looked like Damien Thorne did, but this nigga can do like some like high level like psychic like Phoenix level shit and fuck shit up, and like he has like a counter to where like once his power reaches like a certain point, which count was a counter to 100, he gets like godlike powerful, but like he slowly works himself to that. But he mentally snaps every time when he does it. So it's like he's getting to level 25. Oh, he fucked up half the city, Akira style. Oh damn! It's like, so what's gonna happen when you hit 100? So we hit 100. What you gonna do? You gonna be like throwing galaxies at niggas and shit like that next time? You know what I'm saying? But it's a cool little show. I get more into it, man. But that's something else I've been checking out. Other than that, I've been watching like live action shows, like I said, 3% and stuff like that. That's been real good.
Have you talked about the confirmation of season 2?
Of what?
Luke Cage. Or what?
Attack on Titan. Oh. Nigga, yes. Attack on Titan season 2. Nigga, I'm all here. I'm here for it.
Okay. I ain't watched season 1.
Dude, you
is
slick.
It crazy?
Dude, one of the best stories.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's one of the most unique stories you will ever fucking witness. Okay. Dog. Like, because it's like, it's just the ultimate what the fuck is going on.
Yeah. It'll drag you in, G.
The first four, I always tell people, the first four episodes is kind of slow. But from the fifth episode on, shit just gets real.
It just gets real. It just keeps picking up, like little after little. You're just like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Like, you're like, oh shit! Like my nigga about to fuck someone up. Nope.
Okay. Okay.
So it's a lot of that.
All right. Next up, conspiracy the week. This one is from Russia. A new Russian reality show. Shout out to my brother Darren who sent me this. A new Russian reality show where crimes are allowed will begin next year. Game 2 winner will strand 30 contestants in negative 40 degree Siberian wilderness for 9 months, with the surviving winner receiving $1.6 million. It will stream 24/7 online. Each contestant gives consent that they could be maimed, even killed, reads an advert. 2,000 cameras, 900 hectares, and 30 lives. Everything is allowed, from fighting, alcohol, murder, rape, smoking, anything. Contestants will each sign a waiver acknowledging they might be raped or killed. But the rules also state that the police are free to arrest anyone who commits a crime on the show.
The fuck is this Grand Theft Auto, my nigga?
You must understand that the police will come and take you away, the rules state. We are the territory of Russia and obey the laws of Russian Federation.
Man, this probably...
That's the Purge, nigga. Fuck
this is official.
This from cracked website?
Nigga? This is
the Purge. No,
Siberian
run,
Times. This is in the paper in Siberia and everything. So contestants will be placed in a landscape where bears and wolves will likely be living. According to Siberian Times, knives will be allowed, yet guns are forbidden. The show is a brainchild of entrepreneur Yegvin Pyolsky, who says he will refuse any claim of participants, even if they were to be killed or maimed.
So this nigga basically mixing Far Cry with The Purge with Grand Theft Auto. Nope.
It's going to be all guys.
And The Hunger Games. No, it's 15 men, 15 women.
Ain't no chicks going to sign up.
There will keep. I'm gonna keep going. You there won't be a crew.
You can be raped.
Look, nigga, like, you'd be surprised what people do for money.
There won't be a crew, but rather 2,000 cameras dotted around the area. Each contestant will also have their own personal recording device. Willing participants need to be 18 and mentally sane to compete. The show promises to be international, Pelosi said. 5 countries have already expressed the desire to broadcast it for their audiences. He claims that 6 people have already applied, including 1 American.
You know what, man? This shit like this is why I don't have faith in humanity, though. Like, no, for real, no bullshit, man. It's like, come on, man. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, who comes up with this shit, man? Like, this is shit like Black Mirror that's been fucking telling us about. You see what I'm saying?
He act like he. Well, the thing is, it's not like it was a brainchild. Like, we've seen this a million times in movies. Like, it's not like.
Now we're just doing life imitating art.
That's
imitating art now. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, Black Mirror warned us, nigga, ahead of time. I'm telling you. This is why I tell niggas watch that show. Like, it's shit, I'm telling you.
That shit, hey. Real talk. Have you seen any of the Black Mirrors?
I'm season 1 still. I'm on the episode in the middle where
you can skip around. It's an anthology. You can skip around.
Okay. I'm on the episode where like the little pop show and he's trying to get the girl.
Oh, that's like the third or fourth.
Yeah.
But so the crazy thing about it is I think I randomly skipped around once cuz my dad was trying to show me one. They all have similar running themes in them.
Of what?
It's kind of hard to explain, like there's certain shit that happens in episode 1 that will show up in the third season and the third episode.
Damn.
But it's totally unrelated.
So you'll be like, damn, that's the same music that was playing when the nigga woke up. And why the fuck is that happening? You'll be like, damn. And it happens in every episode.
So it's a shared universe more than likely, but it's just different stories in that same shared universe.
It's tight,
shit. That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying that because Black Mirror be warning about shit like with the episode. Have you seen the episode with the chick where they didn't know what was going on? Had people filming her all over this damn town. Have you seen the episode?
Is this a new season?
It's not in the new season. I think it's second season.
I'm just starting the second season.
Okay, but it's an episode just like that. You'll see what I'm talking about, and the twist is fucking insane.
The twists are amazing.
It's insane.
Hey, my father had me watch White Christmas.
Oh, you talking about with John Hamm?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bruh, I was like, hey, what? Like, no, seriously, dog. The shit's fucking amazing. Like, and I honestly, I feel like every time I watch British produced programs, it almost feels like it's so much more well thought out.
Right.
Because they go so deep into the details.
They really do.
I still haven't found a show that compares with Luther yet.
Luther is literally, if Sherlock Holmes was black and was just smartest, like if he was Batman, if he was like Jim Gordon, but Sherlock Holmes would, but he was like a no-nonsense black dude.
He's like a, it's not Shaft. I'm trying to figure like a really good, because he works on the dark side too. And that's why you feel that attachment, because he does shit like, you like, nah, this is really fucked up. And he gets other motherfuckers fucked up.
I gotta watch Luther, man. I need to catch up on
He has a zero fucks given motive like Batman, but he's not Batman.
No, he gives fucks, but it's like, but he gets other people that are close to him fucked up.
Oh, by him doing shit.
By him doing fucked up shit.
Because he always stressed.
Always.
He's always smoking cigarettes and shit, right? I know that's the whole kind of thing. Always
stressed. But nah, man, like, one episode, like I said the previous episode before, The episode, and you'll get to it. You'll see what I'm talking about, Ted. It's season three. Like I said, it's the episode is called Playtest. The main character is Kurt Russell's son. I straight stopped watching Black Mirror for 2 days after that show. Like, nope. I was like, nope. It's just the end will fuck you up. So I was like, and you already know, nope. I was like, I know they're gonna do this shit.
Did America pick up?
Yeah,
the Black Mirror.
What I'm saying. It's a Netflix. It's like an actual Netflix series now. Like,
right, exactly. So they stopped making it over in.
Yeah, I mean, this still got this American and British look like. It's like they look like they're mixing both. You can't because the same dude who created it is still doing the episode.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I think he's just doing U.S. and U.K. audience at the same because it's both U.K. and U.S. episodes. Like I said, Kurt Russell's son in one, Ron Howard's daughter's in another.
Right. Yeah, I saw that. A lot of American actors. I was like, where the fuck did this come from? Yeah,
right.
Because I was still stuck on like I just got past the pig fucker.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Fucking crazy.
And dude, it gets more insane. It gets more insane. Like, it has no chill. And like, it had an episode with Agent Carter. And the chick who played Agent Carter. Where her husband had died. Like, her husband or her fiance had died. And basically, she more or less kind of brought him back in a sense in like AI form.
Oh, okay.
Shit.
Yeah, and like she was like torched, and she was pregnant with. It's crazy, dude. Like it's so fucked up. Like it's like wow. Like
see how deep the rabbit hole goes.
But bringing everything full circle back, I'm saying like that idea that you're talking about by Black, and I said Black Mirror because shit like that. Like I said before, that's just a bad idea when it happened. Like that's literally like some Far Cry mixed with
that's some crazy shit.
Some
man.
Fucking Grand Theft Auto mixed some Purge.
I hope that shit's fake.
I hope it is too.
I'm pretty sure it's.
I hope it is, because man, because that can't be real.
Because what would make it problematic is it's like death rates. It's like all these other fucking movies and shit. Because if it does catch on and people like it.
Other people gonna jump on it.
Well, not only that,
copycat it on the low,
but then they'll start like finding ways to force people
into situations like that
to participate. Exactly, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like there's too much money that can be lost.
Right.
Then you start doing death rates, putting criminals in.
Exactly.
AKA why I don't have faith in humanity.
They start grabbing all the niggas on death row.
You see,
I watch that shit. If you got to see Dylann Roof. Fight four dudes.
Because it goes back to
I know,
because
he gets a slippery slope, though. It's a slippery slope.
You never know.
Because it's like the death penalty. It's the same
thing. It's hard to draw that line.
Mm-hmm. It's going to eliminate a lot of human empathy, dog. It'll eliminate a lot of human empathy. And that's one thing. If we don't have that, man.
What do we have?
Shit, I'm saying.
All right. Next up, Battle of the Week.
Oh, Battle of the Week. We are going to do, let's see, who did I
It was win? Dr. Strange and Dr. Fate.
Strange versus Dr. Fate. We're going to still do that one because I haven't heard a lot of responses back from them.
We didn't get a chance to do it.
So we want to do Dr. Strange versus Dr. Fate. That's the one I want to do. Only because I want to do this classic Dr. Strange versus...
Justice Society, Dr. Fate?
Just Society, Dr. Fate, when he can hang with the Spectre.
Okay. Man, that's going to be good.
That one, because that's the only way there's going to be more of kind of like a kind of sort of an even playing field, but we're going to see. I mean, me personally, I think I already know who I'm going to lean towards if I had to pick, but I want to see whoever else is going to say something.
All right. We got a lot of trailers, so we're just going to, we'll do, you know, and what I like, you know, how we decided to kind of do yay or nay. On the like I'm going to see it or I'm not, and then you can maybe espouse on a little bit. Got a lot of them. All right. First up, we have King Kong Skull Island. What you got, James? What you think? Yeah or nay?
Nay.
Is there any reason why? Just not feeling it.
I'm just not feeling it. I'm just not. We're
gonna call it. We're gonna call it sleep it or leave it.
Sleeve it or leave it.
Sleeve it.
Because,
like, you know how with a comic book, if you want to keep it and maintain it.
Oh, okay.
You put it in a little plastic.
Sleeve it or leave it. Okay, I like that. Okay, sleeve it or leave it.
It's leave it. It ain't nothing. It's sleeve it. Leave it.
Also, before you even go to yours, Teddy, I just want to put this disclaimer out there. Fuck that new hip hop taboo game. It's written by white people. I'm sorry. I just said, because it just hit me now, just thinking about that. Because you said sleeve it or leave it. Like, they would have like corny stuff in there and say that's supposed to be part of hip hop. It'd be like big girl panties. Was like, you know, like the clues is like taboo, but it's hip hop. Right.
My God.
They had like one for like uncircumcised dick. It was something that I had never heard of in my life. Yes, fuck them. Go ahead, to school out.
I'd sleeve it.
You want to check it out?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to leave it, man. I don't know, man.
I got faith, especially because they're gearing up for him to fight Godzilla. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that makes me interested in it, but I don't know, man. Samuel Jackson's yelling in there, and, you know. I don't know. There may be snakes on the plane, but a King Kong.
He's yelling and shit.
John Wick 2.
Sleeve it, of course.
The
fuck?
Sleeve it. Sleeve it, everybody. Sleeve it, yeah. War for the Planet Apes.
Sleeve it.
Sleeve it. Spider-Man Homecoming.
Sleeve it.
Yeah. I was getting mad. People were trying to get too mad about the thing. I don't like his costume. Man, some of y'all motherfuckers, man. Y'all take it way. I know me and Teddy ripped DC for shit. But goddamn, man. Y'all talking about the outfit? That's like seeing a bad chick like, man, I don't even like her motherfucking Jordans, man. Those are Jordans from last year.
That's like seeing a naked girl and being like, yeah, but she don't get Brazilians.
Right. But she better banging body and everything. But she, I mean, she should cut it a little bit on the left, a little bit more though, and everything. And yeah, I like my shit like a racetrack.
Right. Or even worse, she's like, yeah, she butt ass naked. You'd be like, I don't like her contacts. Like, you can't take this shit out. Like,
I don't like her contacts. War on Everyone, starring was it Jonathan Pena?
Yeah.
Pena. What do you got on it, James?
If I had to do, I'm gonna do like a. If I had to stick to the old Raw rules, I'm going in the middle.
We're in the same universe.
So he ordered it.
Is the order just putting the cardboard behind it and hoping it'd be okay?
Basically, I'm saying, like, I'm looking at, like...
You put it in a sandwich bag. You put it in a gallon sandwich bag.
This looks interesting. I'm going to table it for now.
Okay.
No, that's what it is. It's fucking layaway.
It's layaway.
Oh.
Hold this for me until I make a decision.
And you may not come back and get it at all.
I'll come back for it if I want to.
Okay.
If I hear that it's okay more, then yeah, right. I'll go back and check it out. Right.
All right, Teddy.
I think I might sleeve it. I'll sleeve it.
I'm gonna leave mine and lay away.
Lay away mine.
The Fate of the Furious.
I'll sleeve.
Teddy.
Lay away.
Really?
And I think it's only because we're.
It is so ridiculous.
Exactly.
But you know it's ridiculous, though. Teddy, what do you expect from a Fast and Furious movie?
You can't take it serious.
It's gotten to this Triple X point. Like,
it's past Triple X, my nigga. Look, they got a submarine that's chasing them.
It's everything America. Come on, dog.
That motherfucker said, hey, man, that's a submarine.
It's got to a point where this nigga's just... he's getting dropped out of the sky on a tank, and you're just like,
that's a tank.
Hey, right. He's like,
love it, dude. I'm sleeving this motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm about to put that one on layaway.
Dude, Slussy, we got to... I got to sleeve it,
I'm making you go see that,
Teddy. Ever since number five...
He
ridiculous.
He bought the parachute through...
And it's Gary F. Gray.
Dude, ever since number five, they've been having a hit ever since number five, dog. I'm sorry. I got to sleeve it, dog. Yeah, I got it.
I'm down for the whole 10-piece. If they want to do 10 movies, I'm down. Fuck it. They ain't got to show me a trailer. I just go into the motherfucker because I know it's going to be ridiculous. I want to go to space.
Nigga,
you know that's next.
Tell me that wouldn't be dope.
This is fucking... They are falling in the same path.
Please do one in space. Please, God, please do one in space.
Freddy and Jason. No.
They way better. This is the best franchise in history.
Yeah.
You said what?
No.
I'm talking about financially. It's got to be up there, dog.
Like I said.
Dude, the last one went $1.8 billion.
Bruh. I'm still going to leave this shit in layaway.
I'm gonna make you go get it out.
I'll fire stick it, maybe.
No, you gonna go see that shit.
Nah, nigga, you.
You gonna go see that shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna make y'all niggas do a book report or something.
They say a book report.
Dude, a fucking submarine, Teddy.
Exactly. A fucking submarine,
dude. Yes. Why don't
you. You know what I said? Like I said, they gonna have to do some shit like the Fast and Furious versus the Avengers. Like, it's gonna be
hey,
like.
Man, shout out to.
It's gonna be like Jason versus.
Shout out to our podcast brethren, the Nerpacos. They said they should do it with Transformers. Where Dominic Toretto,
that
nigga Bumblebee, nigga Ben
Diesel. They said
Dominic Toretto
driving Optimus Prime.
That's fucking brilliant.
Nigga, keep mad Ben Diesel handling Bumblebee, my nigga. Come on, bro. That would be the most gangster shit ever, dog.
Look, man. there's the possibilities are endless.
They need to go up against like the Triad or Yakuza, and they're gonna be driving the Decepticons.
Yeah, there you go.
They say, we'll give you all the energy in the world.
We family. Ain't that right, Optimus? We family.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
We family.
Right, Optimus may be like, Autobots. Oh,
you think you'll leave me? And jump up in there like, he's like, and he be trying to drive. And he be trying.
Like, look.
Dom, roll out. You gonna let me drive this time, Optimus?
Yeah,
that's it. But next up, Baywatch.
I even want to watch that.
I'm good, man. Leave it.
I even want to.
Wait, nigga. You gonna?
Oh no! Don't do what you real. Think you're finna
so
do.
So
the Hawks, they redoing the Hawks, my nigga.
you gonna leave Baywatch. Mm-hmm. And go see Fast and Furious.
You goddamn right. You goddamn right.
They the same universe.
No, they not. No, they
the same shit.
No, they not. No. What's that movie?
That shit is Fast and Furious on the beach, nigga.
No, it's not. I'm gonna tell you what it is. What was that movie with Zac Efron where it was like he was like a DJ but nobody black was in there, and it was like the whitest movie ever. That's what this movie is, and he's in this movie. Zac Efron's in
there. He is in there.
As who?
Like the sidekick to the new recruit.
Yeah.
So the Rock is who? Hawk?
So really, it's more so David Hasselhoff. It's more so like
okay.
It's central intelligence on the
on
beach.
The beach. There you go. Central. That's a good. That's it. Central intelligence on the beach. Okay. Yeah, that's what it is. But I don't see how you. So you are you leave? You going to see this?
I might.
Oh, shit the fuck up, Teddy.
Ain't nobody believing you.
I know you like to be a contrarian but you're taking this shit too far now.
I just need a feel-good movie. Yeah, I might go see it because it's a little different. I mean, when's the last time you saw some beach shit?
I don't want to see no beach shit.
I see car shit all the time.
You ain't seen no motherfucking submarine, though.
Wait, hey, submarine going to turn into a car.
Roll out.
It's gonna be Mark Wahlberg gonna hop out that bitch.
Looking confused.
Mark Wahlberg gonna be the enemy to Fast and Furious.
Yeah, walking out looking confused and shit.
Dude, they got Jason Statham in this motherfucker. Those
transporting all types of energy for niggas.
Dom is went rogue.
So
like
who they gonna fight?
Dom. Dom is went bad.
It's going to flip.
I know it is, but it's still dope, man.
He had to go undercover to save his
bitch. Man, shout out to Nerdpocalypse again, though, man. They said he a clone. They said that Dom is a clone.
That would be funny as fuck.
That would be funny.
That would be amazing.
Even better of a movie if he's a clone.
If he's a fucking clone, bruh.
Hey, who are you?
Let's get as ridiculous as possible, dog. Fuck it, man. Fuck it. He's a fucking clone.
Goo-wop. Hey, shout out to
Gary F. Gray is the director now. He probably will look at we can make this motherfucker cry. That's a good fucking idea.
So this shit is, God, what the fuck was the name of that movie that he was in? Where it was, he had to protect, God, he had to protect the chick. It was like dystopian.
Oh, that was a good movie.
It was,
but
I can't remember what the fuck the name was.
And he had to get, it was like, it was kind of like Cyborg. No, with Vin Diesel. It was kind of like Cyborg, remember? Because he had to get the girl and her her attendant to somewhere because she was the last or something.
Well, she was the first, actually.
Right, or something that they were trying to say.
She was like...
Is it the pacifier?
No, that's a family movie.
Yeah, but it's something the something. Because this guy, that's not the one... Because the other one that was decent was the one with Lorenz Tate in it, too. that Vin Diesel did, like Man
Apart. You talking about with Superhead in
it? Yeah, Superhead in there?
Yeah, she was a Warren Tate wife, nigga.
Yeah.
She was Lawrence Tate's wife?
Yeah, yeah, nigga, that's
I ain't even pay attention.
Yeah, sweet.
No, the other one, God, what's the name? It's a Bible verse.
Oh, man, you looking at it right now?
It's not Gomorrah. What the fuck?
I know what you're talking about because
Babylon AD?
Babylon AD. That's it.
That was it?
That was it, Babylon AD, yeah.
I thought it was something else.
And he was trying to, because the chick was a...
it was basically cyborg, right?
No, she was created. Like, she wasn't a cyborg, but she was created outside of, like, in a test tube.
Right, and she had some kind of... That's what I'm saying. That's basically what cyborg was, damn
it. But that was the whole thing, was that if man creates another being and able to make it live and do whatever, is it playing God? Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Or should it be accepted because all things...
So it is, it's Babylon AD?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that
okay.
Babylon AD?
Okay. A Man Apart was a cool joint too, though. But
That's what this is. It's fucking Babylon AD. If he's a clone,
that'd be that'd be dope. That'd be dope.
And the girl is that's his chick.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Actually, the girl is his mom. You know why? Because she was an incubator for his clone.
You make this movie more beautiful, man. Make it more beautiful.
Because she was a clone.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Oh, super sleeve, bro. Yeah, sleeve that twice.
Yeah, sleeve it twice.
That twice, yeah.
Transformers The Last Knight. Hated it.
Outside of Anthony Hopkins.
Hated it.
Because, you know, after watching Westworld with Anthony Hopkins in the dark, I'm here for Anthony Hopkins.
He kind of brought me back in,
G. I ain't going to lie.
I ain't getting fooled by Michael Bay like y'all motherfuckers. Y'all ain't going
to get you saw Turtles 2. Get out of here.
No, I didn't see Turtles 2. No, I've not seen Turtles 2.
Yeah, I saw it. I was fire sticked.
I've never seen... I didn't see Turtles 1. Remember, I missed when y'all went together.
Turtle 2 was better than Turtles 1.
You went to saw because we talked about it.
No, I saw it on on bootleg right after we could all talk about it.
It was doo-doo. Right?
Yeah,
right.
I remember Javon and Roy was somebody was good.
Yeah.
Number 2 is better than number 1, slightly better than 1. It's more tolerable than 1.
By slightly, he means like added a pickle to the sandwich.
So 2
like,
is slightly better than 1?
Like, but slightly meaning like...
You put salt on it?
Yeah, like somebody somebody forgot some ketchup and they just had a small packet and squished it on. Now,
you didn't get the whole packet.
The cartoon came to life, technically.
Okay.
It's literally like the old school 80s, 90s cartoon came to life.
Okay.
Shredder was only in there for like 5 seconds.
Oh, just like in the first one, right?
Yeah, them niggas fucked around and fought Krang out of nowhere.
And Krang looked exactly like how you expect Krang to look.
Yeah, it did.
Okay, at least he looked like he was supposed to look.
Right.
Transformers, you going to sleeve it? You sleeving it?
He gonna lay away.
I'm gonna lay away.
What do you say? Because I'm gonna lay away.
Yeah.
You gotta give Bay his credit on his graphic game. Right. Anthony Hopkins, I gotta see what kind of role, but like I said, I'm not hard pressed to go see it.
Yeah.
If it makes sense.
All right. The Mummy from Tom Cruise.
Just leave it.
I'm gonna leave it, man.
What?
Yeah, I'm not feeling that shit, man.
It's a reboot.
I know, I'm not feeling it.
I'm going to lay away myself. Just
feeling it, man.
Oh, my God. I think just the fact that they're trying to make it a universe,
it's dope, but I don't know, man. I'm not feeling that. I fuck with Tom Cruise heavy, though.
That's what I'm saying. Is Jack Reacher versus the Mummy. Nigga.
Okay, I'll lay it away. You made a good point. Lay it away. I'll lay it away. All right, last up, The Young Pope.
Oh, sleep.
Yeah, that's Young Pope looks
dope. Nigga, that's House of Cards in Roman Catholicism.
Right, that's
come on, bro. I'm
that's sleeve and then vaulted. Like, yeah. that's laminated sleeve.
Sleeve it.
Right.
All right, we getting ready to wrap it on up. Make sure you hit us up on Lando Cal Rizzing Experience on Twitter. On iTunes, Stitcher, everywhere you can get a podcast
Facebook,
that makes you subscribe.
Look at the motherfucking video that I can
Teddy, shout out to Teddy's video. Shout out to James with the new intro, man.
Listen, hey, y'all should drop us a verse.
If you could drop us a verse, that'd be dope.
Because right now, what I'm going to do for right now, I am just going to put it up as this the instrumental. Because the instrumental right now is just hard as fuck by itself. Yeah. By itself, honestly.
And make sure you email us questions, comments, concerns, LandoCalPod@gmail.com. As well as give us some iTunes reviews, Stitcher reviews, all that good stuff. We appreciate y'all listening as always. We'll see y'all next week.
Hard to supersize Viagra.
Peace. Peace.